Welcome back to Up to Date with Reese and Kate.
In this podcast, we talk about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between.
We hope you've all been having a really great week and a great May so far. And we just wanted to let you know that we are going to be releasing another new episode with a special guest shortly. So stay tuned for that. It will be really exciting. And we're just so excited to record it.
Yeah, because you guys loved our last special guest episode, and we think you'll love this one too. But let's get started with our episode. So our fact for today is that newborns don't actually shed tears because their tear ducts aren't developed until they're about 3 months old, which I thought was really cool. I was actually really surprised by this because, like, babies are always crying, but it's not actual crying. They just scream. It's just more like screaming. Because they can't actually shed tears until they're 3 months old. And I thought this was really cool. We both did. And we just found it really interesting.
Yeah, I never knew that before we had read this fact. So, yeah, we definitely thought that was interesting.
So, our first topic of discussion today is, I had not heard about this, and this really surprised me. So, Elon Musk is the owner of the Tesla car company. And he wanted to open up his factory again in California because they're starting to loosen restrictions, but the government wouldn't let him, and he insisted so much that it's being taken to court now, this situation, and he said that if they didn't let him open, he would move his factory, and his factory provides, like, so many jobs. It's one of the biggest job-providing industries in California. And he said he'll move it to a state that has looser restrictions, like Texas or Nevada. So this was really – I was super surprised when I heard this because that would be really dramatic if he did this. What was your reaction?
Yeah, I think it would cause, quite a lot of uproar within California because, like you said, Kate, that's so many people's jobs who are being put on the line. And I feel like it would be a lot harder – or it's a lot easier said than done to just move your whole multi-billion dollar company to a different state. So I'm really looking forward to see what's going to happen with the situation in the news, see how it will escalate, and just what's going to happen next.
Yeah, me as well. Do you want to tell our next story?
Sure. So our next story for today is actually from a Los Angeles jail, and what happened was one of the inmates had been diagnosed with coronavirus, and they wanted to get all the other inmates sick intentionally so that they'd be released from jail, because I guess that's how the system works in LA, that if you have COVID, you have to be released. They were all drinking from the same cup, they were all using the same utensils, and re-wearing mask. And I think this is just, although you may want to be released, I feel like this is a very foolish and quite a selfish act to do, and just risking the optimal health for everyone. I just think that was not a good idea. What do you think, Kate?
I have the same reaction. They aren't released. I think they just get to go home or to a more comfortable location, I think, for isolation, because, and they are sick, so they get taken better care of, I think. It wasn't really clear on that. But I just think this is so inconsiderate, especially because, like, even if you maybe aren't compromised, so it won't kill you, but people are dying from this, and intentionally spreading it is just really, I really think that's so selfish and just horrible.
Yeah, and although you may think you could recover easily from it, or you'd experience a mild case, there have been, 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds who have died from it and who thought they had a fine immune system, who thought they would be able to get over it. And I feel like for your long-term health, this was just not really a smart idea.
Yeah, so 40% of the jail's inmates came down with coronavirus because of this, which is quite a lot. We just both found that, like, really surprising because – that, I don't know, I just would never intentionally get coronavirus. That just seems so dumb to me. But
yeah, Anyways, moving on to our next topic of discussion for today. Do you actually want to open that up, Kate?
So we're just going to talk a little bit about the stats that are coming from this coronavirus because it is spreading like really fast, but also the isolation and the distancing and the lockdowns have helped to flatten the curve. So currently there are about 4.17 million cases around the world, which has grown a lot since when I last checked. But compared to the population of the world, like that's 8 billion people. That is not a large number really at all in the whole world. So it's still relatively small. And then in Canada, there are nearly 70,000 cases. But again, we like can't know for sure if this is the full number because so many people aren't getting tested. And the testing, new studies have come out that the testing isn't 100% accurate. And yeah, so we don't know if those are the actual stats, but out of the 70,000 cases that there are in Canada, there are nearly 5,000 deaths, which is, again, a really small ratio, especially because we don't know all the people who have had it. So it's really like, yeah, it's spreading, but it's not spreading as fast as I guess they're making it seem like it is. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the government of Canada and in Ontario in particular had really high estimates of the number of cases there would be and of the number of deaths. And the numbers that they have predicted have not reached the numbers of cases there actually are have not reached their predictions at all.
And again, we can't know the exact number of cases, but even the number of deaths that they've predicted that's not what's happening.
Yeah, and once again, there's 70,000 cases of COVID in Canada. The population of Canada is over 35 million. Like, this is honestly such a small percent of the population that actually has COVID. And I feel like now so many people, if they have COVID symptoms, like if they have like a runny nose or like a cough or something like that, I feel like people automatically assume it's COVID when most often it's probably just the common cold or the flu.
Yeah. And like, we can't know that for sure, but I totally agree with you. I think it is because people do die from this and that is serious, but other diseases kill just as many people, if not more, per year. It's just, I feel like because it's a new disease and we've never experienced it before, there's no research really on it, that people are scared. But I don't know, I feel like in a couple of years it will just be kind of like the flu again for us. Like, we'll just think of it as so minor.
For example, more people have died from the flu than people die from COVID, like, as you would expect. And way more people annually die from the flu than people who have since died from COVID since, I'm pretty sure it was in November. But, yeah, this just kind of gives you a bit of perspective and shows you how to look at this whole situation. But, of course, these numbers are always rising. But as of today, May 11, these are the current statistics. So by tomorrow, May 12, of course, the statistics will rise. The number of deaths will rise. The number of cases will rise. But that is just of today.
But also the number of recovered people will rise as well, which is comforting to think of.
Like over one of the 4.17 million cases worldwide, 1.45 million have recovered.
So
that's a lot of unrecovered cases, but it also shows you that a lot of people have gotten it and have recovered safely.
Mm-hmm. And they are starting to loosen up restrictions, which I'm really happy about because the isolation is really starting to get to me. But they are starting to loosen restrictions. I know they're starting to open like gyms and businesses that are not essential, which I think is really good because people, like, we aren't made to live in isolation. Like, human beings were made to have social interactions more, so I think it's really good that they're starting to open things up.
Yeah, this has definitely been really hard on a lot of people, And of course, the depression rates and the suicide rates have really skyrocketed because of isolation and because of really not being in the general public.
Yeah, for sure. It's been, like, really tough, especially the unemployment rates. Because in Canada right now, the unemployment rate is 10%, which is so, so large of a number. Like, 10% of 37 or so million people is just crazy.
Yeah, that is really insane.
Yeah,
that's
but
a lot of people.
There is
jobs, and I heard a stat. I don't know if it is in the whole world, but for every one person who has died, 500 people have been unemployed.
Whoa!
So that I think really gives you some perspective on this whole situation. It's just so many people are losing their jobs and losing their businesses and their livelihoods. It's just really sad. And I think everyone in general has been affected by this virus.
Yeah, because I think it's more, not as much the disease is what's the big issue. It's the effects of the disease economically and just on people's day-to-day lives. Like, because the disease itself, coronavirus, might not affect you at all, and you might never come in contact with it at all, but you could lose your job and be put, like, you can't provide food for your families, be going through really hard times, but yet you're not even being affected, which I think is really sad that we have to go through this. But
yeah, definitely. And I know we've talked a bit about this before, but it's also just so sad on people's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
All the rates for domestic violence and depression, it's just really sad, the numbers that have risen so much over the past few weeks and few months.
Yeah, but there is, things are starting to loosen up, so we do have things to look forward to. And that is all we have for you guys this week. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And as usual, please email us if you have any suggestions of things to talk about, any tips you want to give us, just anything. We love hearing from you guys, and we really appreciate when you take the time to email us.
Once again, our email is
Reese just cut out there. It's reeseandkateuptodate@gmail.com, and we will leave it in the description box for you guys. And just share our podcast. We're available on, like, every listening platform, I think, for podcasts. So just share a podcast with your friends. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye.